Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Shepherds were out keeping watch over their flock by night when the angels came. Now, Luke does not record for us that these were temple-going shepherds. He does not tell us that they had the hope of the ages to come when they received that news of the Messiah to come. The temple was most certainly still there after having been rebuilt after the Babylonian captivity. And worship services continued to take place there, proclaiming the Messiah, the anointed one, to come. Yet they were blue years. No, they weren't years of singing the blues. They weren't years of blue ribbons. And they weren't years of blue bloods. They were years of blue, as in the blue of our altar cloths. Blue of hope. Hope of a hope yet to come. A Messiah yet to come. A promise yet to be fulfilled. You see, the blue of our altar cloths represented the hope of the years past. The hope of a salvation to come. But as you can see, the altar cloths have been changed. They are no longer blue, but white. The years of hope have ended. Even our time for hope has ended. Children no longer crave for the 25th of December to be here because we are currently living in it. All the preparation, all the hustle and bustle has led up to this. Up to this time, everything was cast in blue. The world was blue. The animals were blue. The crops were even blue, even perhaps a blue potato or two. The people were blue. All of creation was blue and waiting for the fulfillment of God's word, which up to this point was cast in blue, as it had not yet been fulfilled, and was solely something for which they could only hope. But then, the word of God from the angel, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Did you hear that? Good news of a great joy that would be for all people, even unto you. Think over the last year. Have you deserved to hear good news? What about over the last 6 months? What about over the last month? No, not even in December, this month where we're supposed to be celebrating Christ's birth and that we're supposed to be awaiting His return with joy? Not even then? What about last night? What about this morning? No, the Scriptures tell us we have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We have not put God first in everything. We don't deserve good news, and yet it has come. And yet He has still come. That's why the shepherds heard those first words, "Fear not," instead of bringing the retribution and punishment that we rightly deserve. We hear words of good news, words of forgiveness. How do we know? Well, this will be a sign for you, a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. After delivering this good news, the angels could hold back no longer. They rejoiced. A multitude of the heavenly host praised God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." For the angels, the mood had already changed from blue to white, from the blue of hope to the white of a hope fulfilled. Even before the shepherds got to see that their words were in fact true. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. Indeed, the mood of the shepherds had also changed from blue to white. A blue hope fulfilled in the white of this Christ child. Here again, the words spoken to the shepherds as spoken to you. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you was born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. As you go home today, as you have your celebrations with friends and family on this, the day of Jesus' birth, when the scriptures record for us that the shepherds did indeed find a child wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, ponder these things. Ponder this good news for you. Treasure it up in your hearts, for they are for you. Merry Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen.